Well, last time we talked to our TV critic, Mark Hadley, he was lounging around at home in his trackies with his party hat on and several whistles in his mouth watching the Logies a few weeks ago. Tonight he's prized himself off the couch, much better dressed, actually made it to the Open House studio. Mark Hadley, good evening.
G'day, mate. And I'm sort of hoping I'm raising the tone from the Logies tonight. Yes. I'm talking about serious programming.
Oh, really? I've seen what we're talking about. I'm glad you've left your whistle at home. Now, we're going to talk about the latest in the series of Doctor Who.
Sure, and that's why I meant serious television.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Is this rumour correct that he may have one day in the future a wife? What is going on here?
Doctor Who has basically, you know, traversed the universe and time and space and has worked out every particular adventure he could have now. And I suspect that writers are now looking for the next movement in the Doctor's sort of development. It's kind of interesting. Since they rebooted the series in about 2002, they've been taking the Doctor more and more into the moral struggles. Before, you know, I mean, it was in the 60s the Doctor first turned up in television.
Yeah.
And we had, sorry, man, I didn't mean to infer that you actually saw the Doctor turn up. First time on TV. But anyway, I mean...
Yeah, moving on.
Percy, yeah. Actually, I want to... I'll take a sideline very quickly here to say that I have a thorny relationship with the Doctor Who fans of Australia, and I can be very careful. Mm. I always wanted to trot out my credentials first and say I've been a fan since the days of John Pertwee. You know, I really have been a big fan because the only hate mail I've ever received in my career has been from Doctor Who fans.
What did you do? What did you say?
Well, I reflected back badly on the Seventh Doctor, and in all honesty, you know, he wasn't a great Doctor. And somebody actually sent me my review cut up into pieces with a bowl and some long life milk and said, I look forward to you eating your words.
It was his mum. It
was probably.
Mrs. Who.
Well, this is the thing. Are we going to be looking for a Mrs. Who, you know, in the series that are coming out?
This is quite shocking.
What's basically is happening, we've got Matt Smith.
Yes.
And Matt Smith's in his second series, and so for those people who've been enjoying it on 7:30 Sunday, you've actually just finished watching your episode and you've tuned into the radio program.
Nice.
Thanks
to have
very
you with
much.
Us.
And basically, Matt Smith is in his second series, and he is developing a relationship with a character called River Song. Now, River Song's played by Alex Kingston, and she appeared about sort of three seasons ago, but now we're getting really quite serious about this character. It keeps turning up. She always refers to the Doctor as Sweetie. She's apparently met him in the future and knows more about his future than he does.
Oh, it's not one of those things again.
No, it's not like one of those things.
I've got to concentrate.
It's kind of interesting because... always the Doctor seems to be the one who knows more about what's going to happen and what's going to happen in the future. And yes, well, they won't be doing that in the next 200 years and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And now he's on the back foot. But she tells him he's one day going to trust her completely. And in fact, the producers have talked about this as a sort of Doctor Who's wife. In fact, the writer, the creator of this character, Stephen Moffat, modelled her off, you know, the film The Time Traveller's Wife.
Okay.
And so it's just this idea of, now, the Doctor is going to be this sort of interesting new character. River Song is going to be this interesting new character who's going to turn up in the show. But is she really going to be what we would expect? And in fact, Moffat actually goes as far as to say that, you know, we're going to find out more and more of who she is, and we might be very, very wrong in our presumptions. But I don't think that means that she's not going to be the futuristic equivalent of the Doctor's wife. I think it means that we're going to find out that wife means a completely different thing as far as the Doctor is concerned, as far as relationships are in the future. And this is what science fiction does.
In the Who world.
Yeah, in the Who world, it throws us forward and it says, yeah, what would these things look like in an advanced world, in a well-thought-out world? And that's the interesting thing. So, yeah, I think it's a big adventure.
But there is a kiss.
Well, there's a kiss that captures the Doctor by... What sort of teenage program is this, mate? Do you want to... We're going to start investigating.
Don't even kiss, mate.
Well, actually, there's more. There could even be a budding physical relationship. The Doctor could be going for it, but thankfully the program, it's rated PG, so I don't think we're going terribly far into the future here.
So there could be a marriage waiting in the wings, or we're led to believe that.
Well, we're led to believe...
whatever that marriage is.
We're led to believe that because River Song actually knows the Doctor's personal name, which is a much hidden thing, his Gallifreyan name, for those who are in the know. And there's only one way he could ever have revealed that name to her, and this is the hinting that it's part of a sort of Time Lord marriage ceremony for those who care about those particular things.
Sure. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah.
Judging by the pretty heated online discussions, opinions are strongly divided on the Doctor Who romance thing. New fans, they love it, but who'd be surprised all the purists hate it. They want the archaic props, the quirky, bumbling doctor, strong morals, bad hair, and definitely no love interest.
And throw in a Dalek. But the, if you can have a love interest, it's going to be a love-hate relationship with Daleks. But look, the important thing here, I think, is what it reveals about... I mean, when Moffat starts talking, this is the writer, starts talking about that when we're going to be surprised, I think that we are going to see something new about marriage. I mean, it's really interesting. The Doctor's time frame is completely different to River Song. So her life, in his perspective, is kind of like the more he meets of her, the less she knows. Like, she's going to travel into the past, so to speak. He's traveling into the future. Their lives are passing. And there's this whole confusing, I live in a different time zone to you thing, to their relationship, which I think, you know, in all honesty, my wife's listening in tonight, so I'm sure she'd be nodding. She'd often occasionally think that I lived in a completely different time zone to her. And though I say it sort of jokingly, the truth is we live such separate lives in the way that, you know, one life can be traversing along with the people that we are supposed to be nearest and dearest to.
Good point.
And another person can be missing you completely. There's this interesting thing about how headstrong the two of them are. And if there's going to be a marriage, it's got to be one where apparently they can be completely devoted to their own personal interests and yet somehow still together. And here's the cracker. Tonight's episode was called Mrs. Who, okay? And it was actually about the Doctor, you know, becoming coming across someone who is actually apparently his wife. And we find out... that it was a ring, like there was a physical incarnation of the TARDIS. That's the time and relative dimensions in space. His time machine, basically.
Yeah.
So if you want to read it that way, the Doctor is married to his freedom and his work. And this is the character we have. You know, the Doctor has got to be free to go around and save the universe and do those things. And his relationship with River Song, if it's going to be a marriage one, is always going to be subservient to that. Now, however good that sounds on paper, there's no way in practice that my wife is going to accept, nor should she, second place in my life to all the great things I've got to do, like appearing on the radio.
And she's nodding. Saying, Mark, come home.
At which I should say, thanks very much, mate.
Mark Hadley, thank you so much. Always great to talk. Across Australia, this is Open House.